we're just gonna hop in and start asking some random shit to Brittany. She knows I've known her for a long time, so I do know her as a person too, so it won't be that random. But Britt, I want to talk about when I met you, dude. Like, it's been over 10 years probably, right? And before, when I first met you, you were playing a different instrument. Tell me about that.
Well, I started off playing drums. I think I was in the Rodents of Unusual Size back then. But I had, we played a show with a band called California Taliban, and their drummer didn't show up. And they used to practice at my house all the time or whatever. So I kind of just knew all their shit. And they're like, we need somebody to hop on the drums real quick. And I was like, I'll do it. You know, all drunk, like, whatever, I'm here. So I just jumped on, and then they were like, hey, sounded good. Like, or if you want to fill in. And then eventually I started playing with them more consistently. And then I unfortunately got kicked out of the Rodents. But yeah, I was playing drums for Taliban for a couple of years. And then I took a break from music for maybe like 10 years or something, almost 10 years, maybe less, but somewhere around there. And then I had my kid and stuff, and just recently got back into it and picked up the bass because I can no longer play drums due to an arm injury. But yeah, so now I'm playing bass, and Badass hit me up. They wanted a bass player, and I was like, well, I'll fucking pick up the songs, dude. I just learned them, and here I am now.
No, because I remember, like, the funny thing is, Badass also played at the Olive Pit, too.
Yeah.
Years ago. So you're actually in, we're in two different bands, or maybe three, that played at my fucking house at one point.
And yeah,
I'm like, dude. Well, like, she's in another band. She's in another band. And now she's in Badass. And I was like, oh, shit. You just can't get away from the music. I found that, like, even me, I took a break to, like, raise my kids. And, well, you met my kids when they were small.
Yeah.
And I had no plans of doing music anymore or dealing with any of that shit. And, bam, here it comes again. Years later, it falls back in your lap. So do you feel like it's something, like, you just can't get away from? Because that's how I feel. Like, it's a part of you. You just can't get away from it, you know?
Yeah, definitely. Like, I've always tried to be playing music. Like, it's me, like, I punk and, like, going to shows, like, that's my fucking lifeline right there. You know what I mean? Like, that's all I, like, that's what makes me happy. That's what brings me joy. That's what I get to support my homies. I get to, you know, be out here having a good time playing music. And, like, even when I was a little kid, I've always been a musical person or whatever, you know what I mean? My dad was, you know, he was a jazz musician. He had, like, flutes and fucking bongos and a record collection that was, like, our whole living room. So, like, it's just something I grew up with, and I've never been, like, trained or, like, you know, but it's just something that comes naturally to me, dude. It's something that brings me joy, and, like, that's always been my goal in life. Just do what makes you happy, like, you know what I mean?
I do.
So, you were saying that you were playing the drums at first, and then you had an arm injury, and you came back and you picked up the bass.
Yeah.
Like, what was that like? Because those are two very different instruments and require two separate skill sets. How long did it take for you to pick up the bass well enough to learn other people's songs that may not have necessarily been the most familiar,
and then
to perform it live?
I used to, like, mess around with the guitar, like, a long time ago, nothing too serious, you know, but the bass was always harder for me, like, because it's the strings are heavy, like, bigger, you know. I'm a tiny person, dude. Like, you know, so, like, it was hard for me to, like, nail down the frets and stuff like that. And then I just picked it up, dude. Like, I'll just, like, mess around with me and my friends, you know, just jam, like, kind of just fucking around or whatever. And then when Badass told me, like, they, like, we want a bass player, but we're, like, we're looking for a chick, you know, like, and I was like, dude, you know what? I was like, I think I could do it, man. Like, I've known their songs because I've been friends with those guys for fucking as long as I've known, you know, Shalana. So I used to go to all their shows. I was, like, pretty much like a mascot for them, you know what I mean? And I was like, dude, one day I want to play with these guys. Like, they're so fucking cool. They're so, like, just chill people. They have fun on stage. Like, that's a big thing for me. So I was like, dude, I could learn them. So I hit up their old bass player, and I was like, hey, can you, like, send me a video of you playing the songs, and I'll just, like, fucking practice them and pick them up, you know what I mean? And then I just fucking learned a couple songs, and I went to practice, and I was like, I just shot my shot, you know, like, I didn't think they were going to want me, dude, but they're like, you know what, you got like four songs down, and I was like, I'll learn the rest, dude. And I still, you know, I still fuck up here and there. Don't tell them that. But but like, it's all about, we're all on stage having a good time, jumping around. Like, people don't really notice the mistakes, and I'm getting better and better. It's been about a year since I've been playing solid with those guys, so I can only go up from here. You know what I mean?
And then
the bass is way different, though.
You guys have been playing. Oh, sorry. Go ahead, Johnny.
No, it was Britt. She was speaking.
Oh, no. Oh, no worries. Go ahead, Britt. It's not important.
No, yes, it is. What were you going to say?
I was just saying, yeah, it's totally different instrument, though. Like, I miss playing the drums, but I really dig playing the bass right now. It works. Like, it's fun.
You see yourself hopping back on the drums, too?
No. I'm over it, dude.
Oh, man. Yeah?
Yeah.
No, I was going to ask you, I know you guys have been doing a lot of touring. Like, you guys have been everywhere. And I know before that, you guys didn't really tour, right? With Taliban and whatever. Like, you guys didn't tour out of the country. You guys went out of the country, right?
Yeah, we went up to Quebec, in Canada and stuff. We had a couple of places out there, and then actually this year we're gonna be doing Australia and Indonesia, so that should be really cool.
Really? When are you gonna do that?
Yeah, I know, dude.
When is that gonna happen?
I believe in November. That's what we're shooting for. Right now we're doing a bunch of shows. We're doing a lot of like fundraiser shows. We got the sweaters out, so we're trying to sell sweaters to get some funds for it too. So hopefully by November we'll be able to get out there. Like, there's Mikey and Helen already have some people working on dates and venues and stuff. So I'm stoked for it. Yeah, that's gonna be so fucking dope, dude.
Indonesia,
right? What the fuck?
Well, you know, there was a chapter in Indonesia back in the day.
Yeah,
I don't know if we still have it, but there was an Indonesia chapter out there.
Yeah, the pirates are everywhere, bro. Like, it's crazy.
But there was a chapter there, and there was some craziness going on where, like, the people in Indonesia were, they weren't, like, arresting them, but they were, like, harassing the punks in Indonesia because of their, the free speech and all that stuff out there. Like, it was, like, a whole thing a few years ago. So I'm really curious to see, like, where you're going to play, like, what kind of venues. Are they going to be all, like, low-key in the back somewhere, or, like, how's that, you know, going to work with the government over there, like, what, you know?
Well, they have a pretty, like, pretty heavy punk scene out there, dude. Like, those are, like, fucking down-ass punks, dude. Like, they're with the shit, you know? But I guess Mikey and Helen know there's, like, a couple of big bands out there. There's, like, Sabotage. There's Turtles Jr. There's a really good scene out there. So our buddies in Australia, I guess they know people up there, too. So they're working together. So we're going to be, like, probably a couple, like, venue shows. But I'm hoping they're, like, DIY spots, you know what I mean? I'm like kind of in the dark about everything too. Like, Mikey and Helen are having their people set it all up. I'm just here to play bass and drink the beers, man.
That's neat. I'm happy to see you playing again. You know?
Yeah, no, it's awesome.
Over your years of being a musician, you sound like you have some cool places that you're getting ready to go, looking down the road. But where are some of the cooler places that you've had a chance to travel to during the course of your career?
Oh, man. Well, we used to play a lot of, like, we were just like an LA-based band, like most of my bands, you know? So we were always doing, like, backyards and venues and stuff like that, which are personally my favorite places to play. Like, bar scenes are cool, but I like backyards. I like DIY spots. Like, I like warehouses, fucking... I went to a show recently. It was at a fucking laundromat, dude. That was wild. but so far, since out of my whole musical career, touring this last year with Badass up to Canada and the East Coast was awesome, dude. It's just beautiful over there. Like, it's a different vibe from LA, dude. Everyone's just like, it's really different. People were like super welcoming. They treated all the touring bands amazing. Like, Canada, Quebec, and fucking Montreal were, oh my God, beautiful. The food was bomb. It was just, Canada was my favorite place so far. And then I would say number two would be, I want to go with Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania was pretty nice too. The punks out there are really fucking cool, man.
While you were in Quebec or Montreal, did you pick up any French?
So I was doing Duolingo. I was doing the Duolingo before I left, and it's hard. It is not an easy language for me, so I didn't get to use any up there. And it's actually like their French is a lot different than like France French. You know what I mean? So like we had a band coming on tour with us. They're called Bad Nasty. They're from France. And they were there like, we can't understand what these guys are fucking saying, you know? Like, totally different dialect. But the food was good. The poutine was bomb, you know? Yeah, it was good, man. Like, and they were like, this is like the real shit, you know? They're like, because I've been to the other side of Canada, you know, Vancouver and stuff. And like, I had their poutine and they're like, all the people in Montreal like, oh, no, that's bullshit. Like, you know, like, this is the real deal. I was like, I don't know, man. Cheese curds on fries. I'm down, you know? Shit.
That's neat.
Yeah, it was cool, man. Like, Canada is it's somewhere I want to go back for sure.
I've been, but I haven't been to Vancouver. I went to Toronto. I went to the other side.
Oh, yeah. Was it
I
nice?
I loved it over there. Dude, it's so much fun. Well, everything stays open really late, kind of like in New York.
Oh,
so you can go grab pizza at like 2 o'clock in the morning. Rolling, go get some food or whatever.
Hell yeah!
But it was cold. Brittany, did you get caught up in the snow? Because I'm from, and I went up there to kick it with some friends. I was like a month, and they go, "Man, winter clothes." And I'm like, "All right, cool." So I get over there. I was in Buffalo, New York, LA. It was like fucking below, and I was like, "I hate my life. Why did you do this to me?" They're like, we told you to bring your clothes. I was like, dude, these are my fucking winter clothes. I'm from LA. Like, not digging the cold. Did you get caught up in the cold weather over there when you traveled?
It was cold, but it wasn't that bad. Like, it was actually colder in New York, I think. Like, we were up there in, what was it? September. Yeah. Yeah, so it was, like, before, like, the winter, like, you know. So it was all right. I was hoping it was snow. That'd be fucking dope, dude. Like, it's probably so beautiful too. Like, but
it's very beautiful.
40 degrees is fucking cold here, bro. Like,
right? You hit 30, you're like, oh, I'm gonna die or whatever. So, but again, I just hadn't seen. Kind of thought for a while, and I was doing stuff with the kids and raising my family and all that, and like, so I kind of fell off a little bit, you know. And I was higher pumping, and then I was not, and then I was. And I came back and I'm like, what the fuck? When did Brent start paying for Badass? Like, what did I miss? I was like, wait a minute. I saw like a flyer and I see your fucking face. Imagine. And I'm like, what?
Yeah, it's been a minute, dude. Like, because Reagan, man, like, she's old enough now. She's old enough where she can, like, you know, I can leave her with the sitter and, like, you know, so I get to go out a little bit more and party and stuff like that. She comes to shows too, like when we do like the Doctor Strange shows, like the free all ages, you know, everybody brings their fucking kids and they can run around and we can play. It works out.
I went to one in was I like there that was it last month? December? When did I go over there? I think it was December. I went over there for the Toy Drive show.
Oh yeah.
It's such
yeah.
a cool place. The only thing is there's no space for nobody to move around in there. I remember
yeah.
Oh my gosh, I would be afraid somebody was going to break all my shit, you know? That was my story. I'd be like,
Well, I mean, everybody, like, everybody knows Bill, dude. Like, I don't think anybody would, like, disrespect his spot like that, you know what I mean? And if they did, he'd probably toss him out pretty fucking quick, you know what I mean?
You're right.
But yeah. Last time he, like, moved he moved like the clothing racks and shit, so that we had like actually like a pretty good sized pit in there. That was cool. But the last show that we just did, like last weekend or whatever, he had all the clothes and shit there. So we're like, you know, it was kind of tight.
Well, I hit him up. I talked to him about putting some Punkdemic in there. But the
thing is that
there's so much stuff in there. He probably won't even be able to find my shit in there. There's so much cool stuff in there, you know what I mean? So I'll probably get like a little in like this big, like move my squeeze my stuff in like right here, you know what I mean?
But yeah, dude, just like just talk to him and like get maybe get like, you know, like see if you could do like a little promotion thing for you. You know what I mean? Like,
well, that's the plan. My video that he and Bill end up sharing the little videos, like just of all the crazy shit that's in that bathroom, all the little flyers over there with yeah. all the different bands. Just did like a reel and threw it to some bad brains or whatever, and he ended up sharing it. But no, I'm stoked that you're playing. How was it to play with Ray? Because Ray's another one that played in a couple of bands. Like, how's that?
Yeah, so me and Ray were, I met Ray when I was still on the streets and shit. Me and my boyfriend were panhandling, and we saw him get out of the car, and he had like a Misfits fucking air freshener in his car. We're like, oh, dude, let's hit this guy up, right? So we fucking hit him up, and he wouldn't buy us any beer. We're like, oh, what a dick, you know? But fucking, he's like, hey, but I'm looking for, my band's looking for a drummer. And I was like, dude, I play drums, like, you know, small world. And he's like, here, take my CD and my number. And next weekend, if you want to learn the songs or whatever, we'll come jam. So I went, learned the CD. And then like that week, I joined the Rodents of Unusual Size. And then, I was in that band with those guys for a couple years. And then that fell through. And then I ended up in the Outskirts with him.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, me and Ray were also in the Outskirts together. So I was in that band for maybe like a year or two. And then that fell through. And then I just stopped, you know, I haven't seen him in a long time, dude. Like, I was on the streets and I was doing all my stupid shit. And then I found out he was in Badass. And I was like, oh, dude, that's fucking awesome. Like, I love those guys, man. Good for you. Congratulations. And then all of a sudden they needed a bass player. And I'm like, he's like, dude, let's like hit a Brit, you know? Like, he's like, she used to play guitar or whatever. And I was like, I wasn't that good, dude. Like, I would just like fuck around, you know, on the streets. And he's like, dude, just, you know, just try out. And I was like, all right. So I went and learned all the songs or whatever. And then fucking, me and Ray are back in a band together, dude. Tony, too. Me and Tony, we're in California Tall Band together. Yeah. So, like, those are, like, my band brothers, man.
I like him. I went to see, I think, Rodents. And then he played with Rodents. And then he hopped on and played with somebody else. I don't know if it was Badass. He was playing in two bands.
Yeah, he's in a couple bands. He's, like, in the Twitching Fingers. And he's in fucking Skirts. And
it was a good man. And I was like, dude, you play with everybody. He just started laughing. He was like, kind of, you know. I was like, right.
Yeah, he gets around.
But I feel like I feel old as shit. Like, I still tell everybody I'm only 29. I'm gonna fucking say 29 forever. But to see like people that played at my house,
yeah,
are still fucking playing is so dude. Cool.
That place it's was so awesome, cool. Man. I miss that place. The Olive Pit was fucking rad.
Well, you know what? Loki, I'm gonna probably start throwing my hat in the ring, Brit, my plan is to bring some of the East Coast. The scene on the East with fucking black and brown people, man, is off the hook.
Yeah,
there's something that they're doing right now called Punk Island. I might be out there for Punk Island, bringing Punkdemic out to Punk Island. And there's a whole stage with only people of color on the stage, period. That's it.
Hell yeah.
I think it's like 13 bands.
Where's that?
All black and brown bands. Huh?
Where is that one at?
In New York.
Oh.
It's in New York.
I go out there a lot.
Well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to start interviewing some of the bands from the East, and I want to bring them out to the West and do a show. You know, they say not to do that, but I'm going to do a show with mostly black and brown people rocking the fuck out, like all punk or metal or whatever, and just do that. And I can do that because I'm going to do it. There's a whole scene for it there. Like, you can actually, like right now in Cali, if I said I wanted to book a show, only black bands, right? I'm going to have to really look to find.
Yeah.
As far as I know, I only know of a few. I don't know if you know any, but.
I was just going to say, I can't think of one.
Well, now since I've linked up with the guys on the East, I've met like four bands here I didn't even know existed because they're so tight. They support each other's bands, they promote each other's bands, they go to each other's shows, and I love to see that. It, you know, and I know it's different to go to a show and you're like the only black girl there. I've been that girl, and I know you've been that girl before. And
dude, you know what? Honestly, it's like I've been going to a lot like the all-age shows, dude. They're showing up, dude. Like, It's crazy. Like, it's mostly females, too, that I've noticed, too. Like, I see a couple skinheads here and there, and I'm like, fuck yeah, like, OG skinheads, you know, like, Spirit of 69 skins, black boys, you know?
Right.
And I see, like, a lot of, like, these gothy punk chicks coming out now, and, like, I'll see them, and I'll give them, like, the look, you know, the look, like, the nod, like, mm-hmm.
You gotta do the nod!
Like, we still here, bro!
Yeah.
Yeah, it's cool.
It's true. There is more of, like, the goth industrial, there's a bunch of those around now. But when I was coming up, I used to be the only one. I was the only one at so many shows when I was coming up. Seeing bands like Naked Aggression and Litmus Green and all that shit like 30 years ago, a lot of times I was the only one. You know what I mean? So to see these kids doing, and I say kids because they're younger than me. No, we're the same age. I'm 29. To see them doing that, dude, it makes me so happy. And then when I saw you, it made me so happy. I was like, look at her kicking ass, playing bass and drums and whatever the hell else she wants to do. Like, so I think it's good, you know?
Yeah. I went through a lot of shit back in the day for it, but I don't care. I was like the only one, like, I was all charged up, dude. I had my fucking mohawks and shit. And like, everyone was like, oh, fucking poser. Yeah, calling you posers and all that shit. And I'm like, whatever, dude. Like, that's fucking fine. I'm like, you're calling me a poser when I'm here at the show with you, bro. Like, for real. Like, no. I don't know. It's just, it's silly, dude.
Nah, it makes me proud. I'm proud of you. Like, you've come a long way from the girl I met who was damn near falling off the drums because she was so shit-faced. You know?
Yeah. Now I fall off the stage with my bass. No, I'm just playing.
No, you're not. You probably are. But
Nah. I don't know.
You're better now, a little better.
Yeah, I'm drinking fucking Michelob Ultra, bro. Like, I was drinking fucking 40s of Cobra and still Reserve and shit. Like,
oh, God.
I've settled down.
But at Ultra, you gotta watch those carbs, you know?
That's what I'm saying. What's that?
Intention to those carbs now, that Ultra.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, dude. After having Reagan, I need to, I'm all counting my, I'm all, this is 95 calories. Look at that. That ain't shit, bro. Mm-hmm.
You know, that metabolism changes with time.
No, I was gonna say it took her beautiful little baby girl to slow her roll down. You know, she's so pretty and wonderful, and like, I think you're just doing a great job, man. Just great job. Oh,
thank you. I appreciate that, man.
If she comes home and she has her head shaved and her fucking hair charged and pierces it up one day, like, what are you gonna? Are you gonna be like the cool mom? Like, oh, that's cool, or? How,
I don't.
What do you think?
She can do whatever she wants, man. As long as her grade, she's been on honor roll, like since fucking what, since first grade or whatever, dude. Like, she's, as long as she just keeps her shit together, you know what I mean? Like, she's a great kid. She's smart. She's not like a bad kid. Like, I don't think I have to worry about her. But other kids are dumb sometimes, and like, I know they could be impressionable. But as long as she keeps her grades up, she stays out of trouble. She's not messing around with any stupid boys or whatever she wants to do when she's older. You know what I mean? She can do whatever she wants, man. You know, as long as she's working, you know, it's like, I don't want her shaving her head and piercing her shit up before she gets a job, obviously, but I feel like things will be a lot more liberal by then, you know, cause it's already pretty liberal now. You can fucking, I've worked with all my shit in my face. So
true. Yeah, that's true. JT, you have any punk rock related questions that you just want to know about?
Man, she did a really good job at elaborating. I was most thrilled about hearing about that Michelob Ultra. You know what I mean? I don't know. I just kind of got centered
sponsor
on.
Me.
I know, right? This episode is unofficially sponsored by, but not really sponsored by Michelob.
Yeah. brought to you by drunk punks across the world. It's like
drunkpunks.com. It is not.
Yeah.
Okay. So Johnny, the thing with merchandise that's really popping at shows are beer koozies. Is that a koozie that you have there?
This is a rodents one, dude. Rodents of unusual size.
See?
Oh, I gotta find
them. Koozies, JT. You got those are business. And
I have a badass one, too. Hold on.
We need some koozies. I feel left out that we don't have any.
Oh.
Right?
All right, here we go. This is the one. Badass. Southern California punk rock.
That's the coolest name ever, by the way.
There you go.
It's not cool. It's badass.
It's badass. Oh, man.
Drum roll.
Don't get him started. Right. So the whole thing is, so JT's a, he's a hip-hop artist. He also does, like, production. He has a label. He worked for Universal. Like, he's the shit.
Oh, wow.
And
fuck yeah,
when
dude.
I first started, yeah, he's dope. I didn't have a plan. Like, I'm just going to only have people of color that I'm going to partner with or whatever. It's just worked that way so far. So, like, we ran into each other and hit it off. And I'm like, you know everything about everything. I need you. And so we ended up partnering up, but he's also a hip-hop artist. So
that's what's up, man.
Right. So I'm able to bring on, like, fucking hip-hop artists. I'm going to do punk. I'm going to do ska. I'm going to do all the shit that I like because it's my show.
Yeah.
So I'm going to, you know what I mean? I'm going to bring everybody on, you know, that I'm into that helped make me, right?
And, for sure, dude.
For that show, I want that show to happen. And when I put it together, I am going to bother you. Like, you're not the front person, but you're still a big part of it. Bass is important. So we'll figure out that. No, I'm going to have you there. And, like, you know, people are going to talk shit about, you know, the idea of having mostly black and brown bands, but that's just what I'm going to do. So
yeah, let them talk shit. I hope it helps them sleep at night.
You said what?
I said, let them talk shit. I hope it helps them sleep at night, you know?
Correct. Yeah. I haven't seen anything like that on the West, like in LA. I've never, not that I can remember. I've seen stuff like that for, like, reggae and hip hop, you know, the festivals and shit. But I've never seen a punk metal show just featuring black artists or whatever like that. And I want to see it. I want to see it.
Let's do it.
I'm too old to do this. Yeah.
You're never going to be too old. There's no such thing. Punks never die.
No, we do get old. We just don't die. We get old. I'm not getting old. But they do get old. Man. They get kind of tore up, some of them.
All right. You got me there. That's true. I know some haggard fools. No.
How long have you been growing your locks?
Fucking 2010 is when I started them, but they break a lot, so they've been the same length for, like, a long time. Yeah.
You know, mine are coming in, you know, real, mine are coming in real nicely, you know what I'm saying? You just have to look real, real close to find them, that's all.
Just real, real close.
Beautiful, long, luscious dress. And he's very jealous of anybody with a nice full of head of hair like this right here. Because as you can see, his hair stopped growing up here and just gravitated towards his beard. And so he's a hater.
Hey, it's all good, man. Mm-hmm. You can always get, like, those Rasta beanies with the fake fucking dreads on them and shit.
Instant dreads. I'm there.
You better not.
Well, so basically what you're saying, Amazon, is I don't need to go ahead and hurry up and order that hat with the locks already installed on it, is what I'm hearing.
That's not what I just said. That's the opposite of what I just said. Oh, my God.
You could be like, remember on the movie Friday when the chick, she takes off her fucking... I don't know why people be saying that.
Isn't that the one that was supposed to look like Janet Jackson?
Yep. Yeah, dude. That's just fucking funny, dude.
But no, I'm looking forward to, I got to catch one of your shows. I, shout out to the wedding. You know, I was going to go to your wedding. Some of my friends had a wedding. Was it yesterday?
The wedding was, like, Thursday, I think, but the show was yesterday, like the reception party or whatever.
Yeah, they had a wedding show, and I ended up having to work or whatever. I had every plan to go back home, and I figured I would see you there. To be honest.
Are you still up this way? Because we're playing my Badass and Krang. We're both playing shows Saturday up here in Hesperia.
I'm over by Menifee, Temecula, Hemet. There's been some shows over here, though. Every time there's something I want to go to, I have to freaking work. What's it called? The skate band. Faster Dan and Timber Kids. They've been playing really close to me.
Like a
mile or two away from me. And there's another band right around the corner. I'll have to think of the name, but I actually got out of my car one day coming in from work and just heard these sick-ass drums. Out and walked around the block, and there's a band. I guess I'll tell you when we're up here. Nobody knows. The practice is right around the corner from me. So I just walked over there like, hey, you know, I'm going to listen to your practice. I can hear you in my fucking living room anyway. So
yeah, dude.
I might as well hang right here. They're like, oh, cool, you know. So there's a little scene over here.
Dude, Hemet cracks.
Does it? See, let me know if you ever play here, and I'll pop in, you know, like, I don't always know the bands, and I don't really go out, but if I know you, you know what I'm saying, you tell me, hey, come through, I'll roll through, you know?
Yeah, last night, Narcoleptic Youth played out there at Chappie's.
See, where the hell's Chappie's? Where's Chappie's at?
It's in Hemet, but I've never been.
Me either. I didn't know that either.
But,
Narcoleptic Youth, that's a big one.
Yeah, and then I'll shoot you some information for my buddy. He's in a band called VFMS, and they're from Hemet, and they fucking throw shows like all the time, and they go off, dude. Like,
what does that stand for?
Victor Fatal and Mikey Smokes. It's two dudes.
For sure.
Yeah.
Let me know, and I'll go check them out when I'm. You know what I mean? I'm usually burnt, so I travel 2-3 hours to the show. I don't usually do that much anymore, you know.
Yeah, for sure, dude.
How far is Hesperia from here?
Last time I went to Hemet, it was like an hour 15 minutes, and that was like with pretty smooth traffic.
That's not too bad.
Yeah, and Hesperia is closer. I'm in Victorville. I'm a little bit farther, so.
Oh, so I remember I sent you the shirt, and you rocked the little shirt. I've done so much, like there's so many different designs and like different stuff that I've done with the company. And it's a legit company. It's not just, hey, I made some shirts.
Yeah.
I mentioned that because I have a bunch more that I'm doing that are going to come out that I think you'll like. And I started out to make like a statement with my company, you know, initially, but it's kind of going that direction. So when I first came out with the fucking Black Punk Lives Matter thing, I got banned on them. On Meta, on Facebook.
Are you serious?
I couldn't do it. Uh-huh.
What?
They wouldn't let me do shit with it. I couldn't put it up. I couldn't advertise it. So I turned around and did the Brown Punk Lives Matter, which is pretty much almost the same damn thing.
And that was okay?
I did that one for a little while until they caught on. I think like 8 or 9 days or something, I was advertising it. And then I had another shirt with the swastika crossed out on it, and I put it up, right? And then I played Nazi Punks Fuck Off in the background, and that was flagged. But the funny thing is, you know how you can go on there and pick the songs that you want to put to your pictures or whatever?
Yeah.
That was on there. So it's like, why do you have that song? Right. Why do you have that on there if you can't fucking play it?
So, it's like, were they mad about the music or the image? They're like, you could play the song about it, but we don't want to see it.
Right. Well, no, they were mad about the song and the image. Like, first it was the image, and then it was the song. And I'm like, it's your song. Like, it's up there. If I type it in, it came up. I played it. So I got all these messages like, you can't do that on here. I'm like, well, it's an option. It's on here.
You're like, that sounds like something a Nazi would say.
That part. I was like, you guys totally suck. But since I have you here, anything interesting you're about to get into? Any shows you want to talk about, I should know about, that's coming up?
Oh, shit. I got to plug my shit?
Nah. Yeah, plug your shit.
Shameless plug coming in 5, 4, 3, 2.
All right. So this weekend in Hesperia, California, We got Badass Mass Terror, Krang, Steel Toe Nation, and Enjoy Ska. We'll be playing up here at a place called The Grindhouse. Next March 10th, we play at The Sardine with Channel 3. March 17th, my other band, Krang, will be playing at Tromaville. It's a house show in L.A. And then, yeah, that's all I can think of right now. I'm not that good at remembering stuff. But we got a lot of shit going on. Follow Badass Punk Rock on Instagram. Krang is yet to make one, but I'll get to that sometime. And I'll send Shalana the info.
I'll try to totally keep up with you. And, like, so my thing is, we're starting this thing. Johnny, I didn't tell you about it. Hi, beautiful princess.
My friend Shalana from a long time ago.
I think I remember.
I'm still talking to her like she's a baby because the last time I saw her, she was a baby. I'm all, hi. You're beautiful.
I say thank you.
Beautiful
thank
girl. You.
Get out of here, kid.
She
you bought
said,
a
I know. Said, I know.
sorry to cut you off.
But no, so Johnny's gonna, we're gonna wrap it up. We usually keep it around an hour. He's gonna do the harmless plugs for me because that's his thing. He also calls himself, okay, Johnny.
I don't know if that's the most appropriate thing to do in front of company. I don't feel like it's the time to get into all of the AKAs.
Go right
but in. I do feel like it's a great time to get into a couple calls to action. So if you or a loved one suffer from a lack of Punkdemic in your life, we got the solution for you over at Punkdemic.net, where you can get your official Punkdemic hoodies and sweatshirts and t-shirts and G-strings that we're working on. And they are coming, whether Amazon wants them to come or not.
We are hoodie shorts.
You know, why not some Punkdemic booty shorts? Let's work on that. You know, you know. But if we don't have that right now, we definitely got a Punkdemic coffee cup. You know, just to hold you while we have a cup of tea while we're working on these other products. So make sure you swing over to Punkdemic.net, buy one for yourself, buy one for someone else, tell somebody else to buy one for themselves, so they can tell somebody else to buy one for themselves as well too. That's gonna be Punkdemic.net. That's Punkdemic.net. That's punkdemic.net, not com. Punkdemic.net. Punkdemic.net.
Punkdemic.
Okay, you're done.
Dot Nizzy, go get some stuff. Go get some stuff.
You're done. Thank you.
Buy stuff.
Thank you, sir.
The overarching message is to pick up a couple of items.
And
if you get some stuff, tag us in it, and we will definitely show the love and reciprocate, and we will shout you out. Do all of our channels.
So we're going to do a thing, Johnny, where everybody who comes on is going to get some kind of a something from us. What do you think?
Oh, this is an executive decision being made. This is an executive decision being made on the air?
Yes. I think Brittany.
Well, then that would make me look like the bad guy to say absolutely not. But. I wouldn't say that anyway.
I'm gonna buy some stuff when you get the new stuff out. I might need a coffee mug though. I didn't know you guys had those.
Yeah, we can get you the coffee mug.
Maybe
that's available.
Like
we got
mug.
You covered. We got you covered on that.
Wanna get her a mug? We'll send you a mug. You'll get a mug for just making time for me. I know you're busy and everything, and this is the closest I've gotten to see you in forever. So I figured
yeah, let's pick it.
Shit, I wanna see Brittany. Let me just bring her on.
Yeah, let's kick it, dude. Fucking, you got my info and stuff. We'll get together.
All right, I appreciate it. We're going to wrap it up. JT, do your wrap it up. Was that the wrap up? We're wrapping it up?
You know, I haven't quite figured out what the signature should be for Punkdemic yet. It has to be
know.
One
we
that
have our theme.
You and I, you
we haven't figured out, like,
yeah,
what's our thing?
We haven't really come up with one yet. No, we have to figure that out.
I don't know.
Right now, we could be like, we are out of here.
No, I'm not doing none of that shit.
No, we can't say, all right, like last year, we're out of here. Peace. Can't do that either.
No, we're not. So, we can't say. There's another podcast from called Hip Hop Organics. And so, when they close out, they got like a signature saying and all this kind of. We're not doing that here, by the way. We're not doing that.
I gotta be
so
behave over here. I'm somebody's guest. I gotta behave like a guest over here. So
Thank you very much. So we're just going to say thanks for joining us, Britt. I appreciate
thanks for having
it.
Me.
I'm looking forward to seeing what else you're going to do, what other instruments your ass is going to pick up and just fucking shred with, right? Because that's what you do. And thanks, everybody, for joining us on the Punk-demic podcast. We'll see you soon. I'm going to roll with we'll see you soon.
We'll see you soon.
All right.